What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody? Actually, it's not Timmy Two-Times. It's Gulag Inmate 6969.
Exactly.
Why did you get 6969? I wanted 6969.
I'm 1776.
Comrade.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Soul. There's a glitch in my software right now, and it just changed my Gulag number to 6868.
Sorry,
6666.
It's a glitch. It's a glitch in the software.
Oh, my God.
What's going on over there, buddy? I heard it's a little cold. It's a little rainy. It's a little fucking damp.
Ladies. It's like my underpants. Oh, wow.
Oh, dear God.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news media is flocking towards Biden, declaring him the winner, and Trump goes golfing. It's 2000 all over again. And you guys remember that when Al Gore is being declared the winner? And,
God. Dangling chads.
Read history, folks. 1 month later, Gore lost. And I think we're going to see a repeat of that. And the Dems right now, they're showing their true colors. As Tim mentioned, AOC puts out a tweet talking about a hit list for Trump supporters. It's called the Trump Accountability Project. We're going to talk about this and how insane the left has gone. They've gone full Marxist, folks. All right, whoever wins, we're about to enter in a cloud of doubt. We'll cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right into this because this is actually a it's big. I mean, we were on a Zoom chat with everybody here and a few other friends during election night, and expectations turned to we kind of knew this was going to happen, right, guys? I think as the night progressed, we were like, oh shit, they're going to try to steal this. Yep.
Yeah, the just in general, I guess my feelings about this whole election is just an incredible amount of disappointment in the way that this country has basically embarrassed itself once again with our election process.
Yeah.
We go through this, we do an election every 4 years, and we cannot get our shit together as a country. To figure out who our president will be. This is, it's ridiculous. It's embarrassing.
It's a banana republic. It's becoming a banana. Yeah.
You know, this is a world stage, and we look like a bunch of freaking amateurs out here.
Well, I mean,
just
look,
playing with ourselves.
In our defense, some countries like, say, Russia or China, they have a 99%, approval rate of the president. You know, supposed. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have those. Okay, they don't have that drama. And so, you know, this is what happens. You know, I see. We're gonna get into this, but I believe we're at right now at the cusp of turning into a banana republic, and basically our elections are going to be a farce. If we allow the cheating that took place, and we're going to talk about that, to continue, I think, like you, Jeremy, you know, we are supposed to be the model for the world on what a republic should look like. And we're starting to look more and more, like I said, a banana republic. Yep.
But this is a testament to what the last 4 years have been on the world stage, you know, because I'm pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. Oh my God. And then the media just goes after, we're going to pull out of the Middle East. Oh, every step of the way, they've been setting up this country to be a banana republic instead of saying, wait, we're pulling out of this because of X, Y, and Z. Maybe this is a good thing. Let's see how it goes. We've never had, in the last 4 years, there hasn't been fair journalism. Let's be real.
Yeah.
No. The journalism has turned into activism.
Has it been more than 4? Has it been 12?
So to be honest with you, the media under Obama was actually very critical. You need to go back.
Critical of Obama?
Yes. So the Hold on. The New York Times even wrote articles about, they go, do not blame Trump for his treatment of the media, because this was set up by Obama, because Obama was actually censoring them. there was big things going on during the Open because there was a lot of leaks and a lot of drops.
Yeah, but the thing is, he got away with it because
no.
They exactly.
Go back. They even the Hillary thing they did, but they pushed so far, but then he kiboshed it. It was a big thing about media censorship under Obama. People were posting about it. I was like, "What is?" Okay, I forgot about it. And I went back. Shit!
But here's where they've got you, in my opinion, Tim. Here's where they got you, right? Because even though what you're saying and you're pointing towards articles, they're a drop in the ocean of positive covering of Obama. So even though they can see, oh, we criticized Obama. Look, here's an article. Yeah, one in a million. You know what I'm saying? So collectively. The way that they were reporting about the ends justify the means. They were willing for Obama to do all this bullshit because Obama was going to advance their progressive ideas. And so they forgave him for that. Yeah, one article here, a news there. But what Jeremy's talking about is the onslaught of bad coverage everywhere across the board against Trump. Like right now, they are all. Like I said, it's a collective force against this man. And so, you know, but this is what they do. They will report something so that they can then later on say, no, we were critical of him back then. See, look, here's an article. Yeah, but come on, man. It's not hard to now. Let's get into this discussion about what happened. And if you've been living under a rock, I'm sorry, go look at what's happening in the last week. So there's a video, in my opinion, a video that summarizes this very well. And we're going to start off with this because there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. And I really will try to stay away. Let's try to stay away from the conspiracy theory, folks. But the evidence right now is insurmountable on how the left has or is trying to steal this election. Now, I'm going to play this video. It's about 8 minutes long. And this is a woman, and I forget her name. Maybe Tim might remember. This is a woman who was in a meeting with the Trump team and what they're planning on how to attack this on multiple fronts. And so she lays out a few points that were covered. And I believe, again, for those of you who are not aware, and for those of you saying, well, it's, you know, I don't understand why this is different from any other election, I believe this video is going to summarize it very well. And so let's watch this first, and then we'll get into the discussion about computer glitches and everything else on the evidence of the corruption. So hold on a minute. Let me maximize this. You guys see my screen?
Yes.
Attorney Lee Dundas here. I have some late breaking news from you right now. It is 1:30 East Coast time, Saturday, the days after the election. I just got off the phone on a conference call with President Trump's campaign and their lawyers. I'd like to go over some of the data that they imparted. The first thing to know is media does not call elections, folks. I repeat, media does not call elections. Elections are done in a standard way that is set forth in our democratic process. And what Donald Trump wants the world to know at this point is this is no longer at this juncture a fight about a president or presidency. This is a fight about the very bedrock of our constitutional republic and the democratic process. You cannot have a free country if you cannot trust the electoral process in that country. If we have widespread voter fraud, we are no different than all of the banana republics across the world, third world countries, communist countries in which I do work. So at this point, Donald Trump isn't fighting for a president or himself. He is fighting literally for the democratic process, for the electoral process and the integrity of it. And here's the thing. If we don't win this and get rid of all of this evil and these electoral inconsistencies and these voter fraud issues, we're never going to be able to have a safe election again in the future. And the Republican Party or any party is never going to be able to fairly compete on a level playing field. So this at this point is about much more than who's the next president. And he is absolutely in this to win this, guys. Okay, so I want to get you up to speed on a few of the states that we've all been watching like hawks, and obviously the campaign is as well. In Arizona, they have late ballots that are still dropping. They are uniformly breaking in favor of Trump, such that Biden's lead is down to about 20,000, when a few days ago it was five times that.
It's even lower now.
They're going to continue to break in that direction. Biden's, obviously, the campaign is as well. In Arizona, they have late ballots that are still dropping. They are uniformly breaking in favor of Trump, such that Biden's lead is down to about 20,000, when a few days ago it was five times that. They are going to continue to break in that direction, and if so, we should be good to go. If not, when it's within 1%, there's an automatic recount, as I understand it, and or a party can request a recount. Georgia is already going to a recount. The Secretary of State there, Brian Kemp, is a Republican. He is a sane guy. They have lots and lots of overseas and military ballots that are still outstanding, and it is likely going to be weeks, I repeat, weeks, before Georgia can be properly tallied, which means nobody at this point should be calling the race. Also, they have evidence of illegal ballot harvesting in multiple counties in Georgia, and they believe the recount, they know the recount, is going to shine a light on this, bring all of the fraud to the surface, to the surface, where the ballots that were not properly cast can be invalidated. And again, once they handle this, then we know how it's going to shake out, and it's going to shake out in Trump's favor. In Nevada, they have 58,000, if I did not misunderstand them, mail-in ballots that still haven't been counted, and 68,000 provisional ballots. There are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of voters who never should have voted. In Nevada, lawsuits have been filed. Clark County DA's office has been notified, as has William Barr and the Department of Justice. All of those investigations are being commenced. And again, once these inconsistencies, anomalies, and straight up election issues that never should have occurred have been handled, we have a close race there, but it's a doable thing.
You know, I'm going to interrupt her here for a little, because she's mentioned, and she's going to mention a few more points. But to me, why the hell are Arizona and Nevada guys still counting? Like, how could nobody's been able to explain this to me. How can a state like Florida, a huge state like Florida, and all these other states, how can they be where they're at? And Nevada and Arizona are still in the countdown phase, in the count phase.
So my understanding is Florida, they already had a lot of their, you know, everything that was mail-in, because they've been doing this system since 2000, since they had their big debacle, right? So they've been, my understanding is that they've been counting prior. So like they ran everything prior, like all the mail-in early voting. So that all got taken care of. So then they were able to just process election day. You know, they did what 20, you know, they did.
They couldn't cheat because they did the mail-in and the early voting early. And there wasn't any way to come back and say,
in hindsight, maybe that would have been
another reason. There's another reason why they weren't allowed to cheat. So when Ron DeSantis got in there, he got rid of one of the main people that were like on the election board that is was corrupt, like some lady. So he got rid of her, because that's how like the whole 2018 thing got out of whack. So once he realized that, he started getting out, you know, getting rid of the people that are the problem. So Ron DeSantis is definitely, you know, why is the, everybody should be mimicking Florida right now in election.
Maybe they will.
You don't hear that very often. Everybody should be mimicking Florida.
I think their embarrassment in 2000. Their embarrassment in 2000 kind of shamed them to correct this. Now, look,
clean up their stuff. Yeah,
I get what you're saying, Tim. However, look, the fact that there, and it's not just this issue. She's gonna cover a lot of other things. I was looking at a map. You know what? Let me just bring it up right now, because to me, this should be send alerts to everybody. Let me bring this up here, because, and I'll play it.
While you're doing that, so one of the arguments that I've had with people that I've talked to is, and I don't know how much we've really ever gotten into it here, but go ahead, you've got the map up.
So if you look at this map of Nevada, okay, and you look at right here these counties on the border with California, all red, okay, except Reno, Nevada. Okay, now let's look at California. They're all blue. You're telling me that the demographics change that drastically in these areas? I mean, it's weird how one state, and right at the border you have blue. It's weird, dude. Doesn't anybody else find this weird?
But California's communist anyway, so there's no way their votes.
Pennsylvania have the same issue. They brought that up. People's Pundit brought this up. He's like, look at Appalachian County on the PA side, and then Appalachian County on the Ohio side. It's like, he's like, how does it just go like this?
Yeah.
You're like, it just like splits. Like, well, they're like, it's right over here, and it's like,
I know it's the gerrymandering. Divider. I know it's gerrymandering that takes a place here, but county after county, literally all across the border, I don't think there should be that much change. And to me, it's proof. Another brick in the evidence that the Trump team is going to build against this case. Now, you know, you have people saying, well, you know, why are you guys fighting this? There's no evidence. Show me real evidence. And the reality is that these people, they're getting their news from all the major news networks that have been criticizing Trump throughout this whole time. They're not going to report this fairly, folks. And so if you're relying on them to tell you the evidence, they're not. And to me, this is, we've been here for a while, but it's been more evident in this election. And maybe this is necessary for this to happen. Maybe it had to happen right now. And maybe Trump is the guy that's going to fix this shit, because and this is right now, folks, this is right now that people haven't even started digging in. This is just the first, not even the first end of the first week. And people are uncovering this, dead people voting. I'm going to let her continue, because she lays it out very well. All the points up to this point that the Trump team has in what they're going to go try to cover. So I'm going to let her continue here.
The other thing to know about Nevada is 90 days out, guys, apparently their legislature or governor, I'm not sure which, rammed through changes that allowed for massive mail-in voter, and their voting lists weren't up to speed. They weren't properly pruned out and weeded through. It resulted in hundreds and hundreds and thousands of ballots going out multiple times, 2, 3, 4 times over to people at different addresses, and we all know where that ends up.
The recount will disclose those discrepancies. They will. Because if you have people who sent the ballots in for the same person multiple times, it's going to show. And so,
yep. Again, these are things that need to be cleaned up in future years. Pennsylvania, they have 80,000 mail-in votes and 105,000 provisional ballots still outstanding. Biden thinks these are going to break in his favor. The Trump campaign has reason to believe otherwise, particularly with the provisional ballots. As we all know, the Trump campaign was barred. They were actually prevented from having observers
to me, that's in the process, the dagger.
Even after the courts ordered Pennsylvania to stand the hell down.
And that's the to me, this is Biden loses those 20 points. He does, because the Supreme Court's going to look at this and they're going to say, you ignored a court order to let people in and be able to watch. It was a court order, dude. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to uphold that. And that's why you saw what's his name coming out.
Giuliani.
No. The judge who came out with this. Oh, my God. Alito.
Alito.
Oh. Alito comes out and he says, look, any votes that came in after 8 p.m. on Tuesday, you need to separate those out. And I believe, because if you remember that night, I think at that point, Trump was leading by what? A couple hundred thousand, maybe 500,000.
600,000.
So, so we know that from that point on, Pennsylvania started allowing ballots that no longer now are meeting law, right? So here's another thing that's going to be challenged. And this is what I want to present as well. We're going to dive deep into this one, which is, okay, all these states changed their laws within this short period of time, right? They did. And what was their excuse? COVID, right? Everybody said, oh, you know, COVID's going to get you and mail in your ballot.
What's that? What's COVID?
Right. So then everybody come out and say, well, you know, let's this play out. Well, we've been letting it play out, and the Democrats are stuffing shit in. And look, do we have solid evidence for this? No, but there are breadcrumbs, right? There are breadcrumbs that, as again, it's a brick. It's one little thing. And I'm going to cover all these, but I'm going to let her finish. And right now, from what I'm hearing from a lot of Trump supporters, the Giuliani team, Pennsylvania, the Democrats are celebrating this one, but it's coming back, especially after what Alito did and said, separate those 8 p.m. ballots, because a lot of people are thinking everything that happened after 8 p.m. is going to be disqualified, folks. And if that happens, there's 20 points that Biden loses, and he's at 270 if he loses Pennsylvania. And then you have all these other small states that are going to have recounts. That's going to be, see, the media knows what it's doing. The media is preparing people to be ready for a Biden victory. All Biden supporters are out celebrating. They're trolling me, sending me, laughing at me. You know, I'm getting this all over Instagram. You know, how do you feel about your boy? And right. So this is happening. The media is preparing people. And then when Trump ends up winning in the courts, people are going to be upset because in their minds, Trump stole this again. Right. Because this is how they're playing it. So let her finish, because she's got a couple more solid points, and we'll talk about them.
Let us observe. If you don't have transparency in a voting process, you don't have democracy in function, or in fact, you don't have a constitutional republic. All of this stuff is now coming to light. They also, like Georgia, have thousands of overseas and military ballots, if I didn't already mention it. And as we are learning, and the Trump campaign is well ahead of us on this, they had statistically impossible voter turnout, which has already been referred for investigation. And they have multiple cases of counties curing deficiencies in ballots. And we all know what that means, putting addresses on them and signatures on them when they didn't arrive with them, and doing things that should never be allowed in any sort of honest election. Again, these are the types of things that are coming to light and are being handled by the Trump campaign. Wisconsin, there were tons of irregularities on Election Day. The recount is starting next week. I just want to conclude with this, guys. There's a recent study that came out, literally I saw it this morning. Mathematicians, statisticians, and economists are concluding, not opining. These are subject matter experts who have conclusively now weighed in and said that the Biden math is not just statistically improbable, it is statistically impossible.
Boom.
And I'm going to give you a couple of key quotes from this. These voter turnout in Wisconsin apparently annihilated the historical record of 66% by almost 30 percentage points.
What?
The odds of this occurring are 0.00000. That's five zeros after the decimal point, guys. 0.00000189%, or 1 in 52 million. Statistical analysts have noted that this 5-point deviation was not only a statistical improbability, but a virtual statistical impossibility. I am reading direct quotes from this article, which will be in the comments. Biden also pretty clearly fails an accepted test for catching election fraud that is used by the State Department and forensic accountants. For what it's worth, I'm continuing to quote, there also happens to be a record number of 90-year-olds registered to vote in 1 year during a pandemic, more so than at any point in Pennsylvania history. Nothing suspicious there, right, guys? Final quote. And here is a list of over 14,000 dead people. I repeat,
14,000.
Here's a list of over 14,000 dead people who either voted in Wayne County, Detroit, or were registered to vote. Again, guys, we don't have a democracy. We don't have a constitutional republic. We don't have jack squat if we don't have transparency and honesty in voter turnout, in elections, and in our presidential run. What we are fighting for right now isn't who the next damn president is. It is the very bedrock of our country. And if we lose this fight, we lose all. The other thing that Donald Trump wanted you to know is there are three things that we should stand by and be ready to do. One,
this is
if
important,
you can possibly
guys.
Donate.
This
I know
is important.
We've all donated, but now is the time.
This is important. What she's saying, right? Donating to the campaign because if the Republican Party is going to call for recounts and it's beyond the whatever threshold, the spread that they require for it to be an automatic recount, then the Republican Party needs to pay for that. And so and what she's saying right now is critical for all our listeners. If you haven't already donated to the Trump organization for this election, you need to, because if this comes down to this fight, they need to be able to, you know, because it requires a lot of money to be able to do this. And the party who's calling for the recount, if it's beyond that point spread, will need to cough up that money. And from what I was, you know, the news media is reporting this, but we don't know how solid this is. And Trump likes to play his cards really close. But right now, the campaign is basically strapped for cash, is what the news organizations are propagating all over the place. If that's true, then it more critical. Again, folks, Trump, the last 2 weeks of his campaign was nonstop. This man was nonstop. He fought. He's been fighting for the little guy. And he showed up, he did everything, he put everything on the line, and it's time for people to show up. And this is critical, and it needs to be reiterated over and over again. If you haven't already, do so. And because things are on the line here, folks, and we're going to cover this later on, but that the amount in my, I call it this, bro, the amount of evil that is happening to undermine this constitutional republic is critical, and we need to take it that way. We can't just say, oh, well, you know, whatever, this, it's another election. No, folks, because we may not have a redo over. Or a do-over. We may not. So let me let her finish.
Trump.com is where you can donate, guys. They are not, this is not a rallying cry for donation. This is just, you know, obvious, guys. They're having to maintain thousands of attorneys at this point, and you need to get the attorneys paid to do this work. Secondly, if you notice any voter irregularity at all, or you hear of it at all, you should report it to the Trump folks.
A lot of people are reporting this.
And that can happen at 1-800-895-4152. Again, that phone number is 1-800-895-4152. And the last thing we need to do is stay ready. We need to go to rallies. We need to go to protests.
Participate.
This is as
it's
much
not
a spiritual and PR battle and a narrative battle at this point as it is anything else.
I'll leave it there. She also mentions, another organization that's doing God's work when it comes to this is Project Veritas. She mentions them. And that's another organization that is right now on high gear working towards uncovering a lot of this shit that happened. And I know, Tim, you wanted to get into some of this. Maybe we can talk about the folks. There's so much out there, so much information, a computer system. What was the computer system called, Tim, that had the glitch that was giving a certain percentage of votes to Biden?
Glitch my ass.
It's Dominion. It's glitch Dominion software. And it's got like hammer. It's a hammer technology, and you know what went right through my head? Iron Man. I'm like, here no, we go. We are living.
To me, it's hammer and sickle.
Hammer?
It's a hammer and sickle, which is the which is the symbol. No, dude.
Hammer,
I mean,
scorecard.
Look at.
What is hammer tech?
No. So it's basically Dominion software is like what a lot of these voting machines have.
Dominion software.
Yeah, and then there's like a CIA program apparently called like Hammer and Scorecard. So like that's how like, and people were showing it. They were like, look, where they have feeds into all these news outlets to flash updates and change the numbers on the fly. So like what you were seeing on the screen, you would see, oh, Trump is at, you know, 695,000. Biden's at 529. Then it would say 48.1. And 47 point, I'm just throwing weird numbers.
Right, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it would flip on the main thing. Like, it would flash, and you would see the numbers flip real quick. And then at the bottom, though, of the screen was the actual real numbers, but what they were showing you on screen, like, they were able to change the scorecard. Yeah. And it's this hammer. Because the CIA basically had this to, this is what they were using in in foreign elections to manipulate. So apparently, a lot of people, I don't know the full truth about it, but you got Sidney Powell, who is General Michael Flynn's freaking attorney, coming out saying they are using this, guys, and there's proof.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know where.
And on top of all that, of all the evidence that's coming out, because, you know, I get friends of mine who are saying to me, folks, show us the evidence. But this is what's happening, is that social media right now, people are posting these videos, you know, saying, here's more proof. You look at this video of ballots, you know, 3-4 days later, still being collected. And people are like, folks, there was a deadline. Oh, no, but yeah, these need to be counted. Because no, this is going against court orders. Now, so again, the evidence is surmounting. It is coming up. Now, I want to show you guys this video. Dude, again, going back to the social media, they blocked it.
They're censoring everything, guys.
And look, to me, it tells me, look, let me show you this, because I'm not lying to you. I had this TikTok video saying, now we know fucking TikTok is Chinese. So of course the Chinese are in full force against. They removed the video. I wanted to show you more evidence. And these are just videos of, you know, people just recording and saying, hey, this looks a little fishy. Hey, why are they boarding up the windows so that we can't see what these guys are doing?
Michigan.
Yeah. No.
And you know what came out of that Detroit one, apparently?
Yeah.
So there's video and picture evidence of a woman pulling out like a sealed box, and it's Xerox copies of ballots. So there's other conspiracy theories out there. Oh yeah. But this is how they know, apparently, like, this is why I say, you know, with some of these conspiracy theories out there about watermarks or DHS being involved, blockchain technologies, they seem very confident that they, because Trump chooses his words very, very carefully. Mm-hmm. He keeps saying every legal, legit vote matters. We need to stop the fraudulent ballots. So when he said this back in June, he's been saying this since June, since everybody changed the rules. The minute Nevada, PA, and everybody started changing rules, he has come out and said the exact terms. He has not changed the story. So people are like, oh, he's just trying to throw doubt. No, no, no. He wants a legal, fair election.
We all want that. Fraudulent
ballots that can be printed, manipulated, all this crap that we're seeing play out right now. He called this in June. So there's more to this story.
So what Tim just covered right now, there's a theory. And honestly, I want to try to stay away from conspiracy theories. Yeah. And InfoWars is very, unfortunately, they have a history of this where they paint a picture. But what Tim is talking about is that supposedly that there's this ability where he said they want watermark ballots, is what is called QFS blockchain encryption type method, where apparently there's ballots out there that they know which the valid ballots are. And I don't know. And I don't want to dive into that one because, again, just the source. And I want to avoid that. Let's talk about what we do know for a fact. Now, here's another piece of evidence that again, should make people think. Let's think logically here, folks. Everybody expected record turnout, right? This is Trump and a lot of people hate him. We expected record turnout. But what we're seeing right now, and she mentioned it, in Wisconsin, is beyond probability. You know, and I just showed you guys interesting things as you start diving into these electoral maps or the election maps. You see California, Nevada having the different borderlines, blue, red, blue, when it's basically the same demographics. How does it change just crossing the border? It doesn't make sense. Now, here is, again, we're going to reiterate this. This is a constitutional republic. And in my opinion, it's worth everybody here in this podcast understands this, that we need to defend this. And it's only possible to have this when you have decency and people who are after the ultimate truth, right? If people will justify this by saying, well, the ends, because there's a lot of people who are being interviewed. A lot of these conservative people are going out and interviewing these crowds, celebrating, asking them, what if there's proof that Biden cheated? We don't care. You should care.
Yeah.
You should care. Yeah. The ends don't justify the means. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can have the videos, line it all up, go to court and prove that they cheated. They will still burn this country down because there's been so many people that have said Joe Biden can be on video raping a child and we will still vote for him because we hate Donald Trump so much.
Yeah.
So everybody's proof in this election. Yes. I'm going to say 75-80% of Joe Biden supporters voted for Joe Biden because they don't like Donald Trump. They chose personality over policy.
Yes.
Which is very dangerous because if you look at his policies, it's going to affect every single person that voted for him.
Yep.
And they're eating themselves now. So you're seeing real quick. I don't want to digest. I don't want to digress. But the AOC is between her list. But now she's calling out her own party saying, you guys are the reason why we lost votes and blah, blah, blah. They're attacking each other.
Yes.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
And now, and then BLM, they went to the Biden COVID spreader rally in front of the White House. Yeah. Basically, they hijacked the whole thing and said, fuck Joe Biden, fuck Donald Trump, fuck all of you, because you guys used us. Right. So BLM now is basically turning on
idiots.
They're this way.
I love
it. I love it.
They're all starting to turn on each other.
Duh. Mm-hmm.
Like,
duh. Morons.
Tim, you covered something.
This is going to be glorious.
You covered something, and it's worth mentioning it because, I've seen multiple posts of this and different iterations of it. There were 71 million votes for Donald Trump up to this point. A lot of those people are upset that the media is calling it for Biden. How many riots have we seen by Trump supporters, by these white supremacists who were going to rampage the streets? Zero, folks. Now, if there's one thing we know about our president, Donald Trump, because he's still your president, folks, is that he's going to fight at every level.
Yes.
He will fight. In every county, in every district, in every precinct, in every municipality, in every township, they're going to fight this. So all these people who are right now prematurely celebrating out in the street, dancing, and, you know, you have Anderson Pooper calling the president, you know, let me play to
no
this video.
Turtle.
Obese. Let me play this video. This is Anderson. This is CNN, folks. Okay. Now, these are the people that we expect them to report honestly saying this shit. Play this video for you.
And also the same party that called for unity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the party calling unity. This is the party calling for unity, folks.
President did not have any evidence presented at all. Nothing. No real actual evidence of any kind of fraud. He talked about people putting up papers in windows. He talked about things that he'd seen on the internet. That is the president of the United States. That is the most powerful person in the world. And we see him like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over. He just hasn't accepted it, and he wants to take everybody down.
So, Anderson Cooper going to apologize after all the truth actually does come out?
And exactly.
Again, should he lose his job?
And again, this is the biggest problem with this entire process. Because in years prior, it's always been called on election night because they've had a good idea.
Right.
We're in a different territory, and the media is not they're not the official. I mean, the lady said it, but again, people forgot and people forget civics, you know, because we've dumbed down our society so much.
Yep.
The media does not call it. The media, as soon as Arizona closed, he won Arizona. Like, you haven't even counted a vote yet. You know what I mean? And everyone's like, oh my God. And it's like, and it causes chaos and confusion.
Tim.
The media.
It, on top of that, like you said, the media doesn't get to call it. Here's another layer of truth, because we live in a constitutional republic and not a full-on democracy. Is not even the popular vote gets to decide this. Not even your votes that you did. There's an electoral college, and we're gonna cover that. But again, there are layers of protection that were set in place by the geniuses of the founding fathers for times like this, because they foresaw that one state or one county or one precinct could cheat, right? Because if they're all in cahoots, and again, the like you said, Tim, the media is not the source for truth. They aren't. They've proven this over and over again. And sadly, this is sad to report, but Fox News is right there with them. And right now they're having a backlash. I mean, and this was growing. People were fleeing Fox News. But after what they did, declaring Arizona, like the next day, what was it, like 2 days? How soon did Fox News declare it? Was it that same day?
They did it that night.
They did it that night.
As soon as they did that night.
Right. Huh. So Fox News right there, a lot of people, you know, and you see on Fox Twitter, anything that anybody posts says, hey guys, I'm going to be on Fox News. Everybody's like, nope, pass. Fox News right now is going to feel the because they went against their base, folks. Those are the only people who are watching you. You think these liberals are watching Fox News? They're not. And so they've just full on basically are now CNN, and good luck keeping your base there. And honestly, I went out and deleted the app and I gave them a 1-star rating. I'm saying, fuck this shit. I'm salty. I'm not putting up with this, man. And again, when did we allow the news media to start calling elections? Folks, there is a Title III in USC Section 7 that says the state legislator decides who the electors are, and those people are the ones that vote in December. Look it up. We're not making this shit up for you. Again, this is set in place because we're not a full-on democracy, because full-on democracies have been tried and they have failed because they don't protect everybody. And again, and they don't protect against cheating, and they don't protect against, you know, because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who was telling me, look, Nelson, right now the optics are not looking very well for the Republicans, you know, because they're fighting and they're doing it. It's not looking well. And I said, well, isn't that a sad, isn't that a evidence against the news media that they have people riled up and people say, to me, this is a failure in the news media. And why this, again, I'm going to say it over and over again, this constitutional republic is very important. It protects against the, wherever the wind is blowing, because this is what the masses do. Wherever the wind blows, and the system that we have kind of protects a lot of that shit. So can you imagine a scenario where you have the Electoral College that's going to, you know, because again, that's the, maybe the last layer of protection. If this goes beyond the courts, the Electoral College could save this union. And to me, if it comes down to that, because again, the state legislators choose their electors. So one thing that Tim just mentioned is there's a lot of things that happen to the Democratic Party. They're celebrating their Trump win, but AOC and a lot of these Democrats are realizing they got clobbered, folks, clobbered. The Republicans retain control of the Senate, and right now they're just gaining more and more seats as the votes are counting. They've gained, I don't know how many seats altogether, but they're really close to gaining the majority. And so if these, go ahead, Tim, I'll let you.
But no, I was going to say, yeah. I mean, yeah, finish your point.
Yeah. So to me, this is, again, we're seeing this being played out, and all we're saying is don't count your chickens before they hatch, folks. You know what I'm saying? Let this play out.
So we have to remember two key things. Okay. Two key things. Right now we maintain control of the Senate, but because of the fuckery in Georgia, there's two runoffs now. Okay. So the runoffs in January are crucial, because if they win both of those, they got complete control of the Senate. And they got complete, they have still a majority in the House, but it's going to be a weird majority. And doesn't mean that Speaker Pelosi is actually going to, Pelosi's trying to put her name in the hat to be a speaker.
No.
There's going to be a lot of infighting, but if the Republicans stick together, the Republicans can take over. Because you vote on Speaker of the House, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure that they might be able to possibly sneak in Speaker of the House, and that changes a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So right now did they not flip the three sets? Because what I understood is that Republicans flipped three state legislatures. So to me, again, this is in the states, right? So they won across the board, folks. The Republicans. So it doesn't coincide with what we're seeing. Why would all these people go and vote for conservative legislatures and House members, and yet not vote for the president? A lot of the reason why these folks won was because Trump campaigned for them, and these same goddamn motherfuckers for days were silent while Trump was, you know, in water. All these sons of bitches, I'm sorry I'm saying this, but it's true. Trump fucking campaigned for you, and you can't come out and defend him? Pieces of shit, bro.
That kid from North Carolina, that one, Crawford?
Yep.
Nothing. Marjorie Taylor. Out in GA, man, she is like ruthless. She's just like, she's out there. A lot of the people, a lot of the representatives in Arizona, they've been really good. Christy Newsom in Governor Christie out in South Dakota. She's been very vocal. 2024, go Christy.
Lindsey Graham finally donated to the Trump campaign.
$500,000. Yeah.
He got a lot of pressure from people. You know, a lot of people were saying, hey, where are you, Lindsey Graham? You know, because again, another person that campaigned for this guy, you know, Trump campaigned for him. And now, you know, you can't say nothing for a couple of days. And I think he got a lot of pressure, and he had to come out and say, hey, look, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. And so, you know, there's more evidence. Yeah, Tim, go ahead.
I was going to say, if we keep control and Trump stays in president, okay, if we wind up going this route, we now know who Trump's allies are and who really use them.
Yep.
And this is going to show
yes.
in 2022
yep.
and in 2024.
Oh, they'll okay? be primaried.
Mitt Romney,
they will be primaried.
Yeah. Mitt Romney's got to be primaried
done.
Out.
He's done.
And I think he will be primaried out in Utah. Okay.
He's done. Yep.
Lindsey Graham, it's Mitch McConnell. I think people are realizing like we got to start building now because they really aren't with them. And this is a different movement, you know, and a lot of things I'm seeing, there's still that entrenched rhino, but this is 70 million people, common folk that have a different idea about what a Republican is and what a conservative is, right? It's not the typical, it's everything, you know, LGBTQ minorities. I mean, look at Trump's numbers. He broke records for Orange Man Bad, Orange Man Racist. His minority and LGBTQ numbers are the most ever since in the last years.
Right.
So when you see that, if this guy is so bad, you got 70 million confirmed votes. How many did he really get? Because I saw numbers. Right. They were like, you know, based on the theories, they were like, the real numbers are, you're going to see at the end of the day, it was 84 million to 43 million. I don't get that. But
hey, they threw a lot of ballots out there. Yeah. They were throwing a lot. There's a lot of evidence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of evidence that them throwing ballots out. They're catching.
Yeah.
They're finding ballots in the garbage cans, dude. This is, and again, we could show you guys this video. We'd be here for hours showing you all these videos.
Yeah.
But, you know,
dude, there was in a landfill.
Yeah.
In a landfill. They're in a big ass landfill. They go, oh, there's the guy opens it up. Look, ballot for Trump. And then he points to the camera. He goes, you see that landfill all over there? All ballots. All for Trump.
They threw a bunch of shit away, dude. Now, look, we're just throwing out shit that's been, you know, that we're watching as it's happening. Here, Pennsylvania, you know, ballots after 8 p.m., not allowing poll watchers. There were 353 counties, folks, with 100% registration rate. What?
Yeah.
With over.
Impossible.
With over 100. It's impossible. So there was mass cheating. Now, in the rate of rejection, here's another doozy. The rate of rejection in normal years this year was 30 times percent less. Ballots were 30 times less likely to be rejected. In other words, they weren't rejecting these. And guess who those ballots benefit? Bum, 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 Mr. Sleepy Joe himself. So again, there was widespread cheating. I believe the Democrats overplayed their cards, and they had to, because they had to win them. If it's true that Trump had all these votes, what they planned could have gone under the radar. And for many years, it's gone under the radar. And a great example of this was in 2018 in Arizona, when, if you remember, McSally was leading. And then, you know, a few days later, because they kept counting, all of a sudden, Sinema comes out of nowhere. So, you know, let's not kid ourselves here. This has been going for a long time. And in fact, what is Pete Buttigieg? What is his name? Is that his name? Blagojevich, a former Democrat, a mayor, I believe, of Chicago, comes out and he says, I know this Democratic machine. They've been working like this. They've been operating like this in Chicago. This is Chicago politics. So the fact that people accept that as truth, oh, we know it. No, this needs to change. And thank God, Donald J. Trump is there.
We have a president. Yeah, luckily, thank God, like you said, we have a president who's a fighter. In the past, this probably would have just, you know, if we had a lesser candidate running for the Republican Party.
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
He would have just been like, exactly. Oh, okay, I guess I lost. I'll just go back to my little. And, you know, this whole idea of,
No, look,
yes.
Right now that you mentioned Mitt Romney, to me, I kind of, now that the way that shit is playing out and how he's been operating, to me, this feels like we were cheated out of a real actual election that year. And I believe Mitt Romney was a wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm sorry. Because everything that he's doing right now is to hurt the president. Everything from his, you know, the way that he voted to impeach him, you know, on one count for impeachment, on many things, the way he comes out. So right now, the people of Utah, like I said, this guy's going to be primary. He's going to be out. Another thing to mention, again, just another brick. Dead voters registering everywhere. Right now, what they're estimating is over 100,000 100,000 dead voters have registered, were registered and voted.
I heard Pennsylvania, there was a civil, like people that were alive in the Civil War apparently voted. Yeah. I was like, get the fuck out. They're like, no, we got it.
I was, Heidi was playing the Giuliani press conference, and he was referring to Will Smith's father voting.
Yeah, yeah.
He died 5 years ago, and he voted.
Wow. Like,
Twice.
He voted twice.
Yeah, so he voted in 16 and in 18, so he's calling it out. He's like, we got to dig into this, but dude, this is what people don't realize either, is that a lot of people that are Trump supporters, you know, because we have jobs and we're IT people and data numbers and mathematicians, the amount of people going through data right now and crunching it is unbelievable. And they were like, guy, because the media is like, show us evidence. And they were like, this is based on 4 hours worth of work. Here you go. And they were like, these are all the people that are dead, that are in registration, that have voted. These are all the people that are still on the voter rolls that have deceased and registered, but we don't know if they've submitted a vote yet. You know what I mean? So they were like, all you got to, they go, the answers are there. You just don't want to do investigative journalism. Right.
And in the past, in to whoever's point, I forget who said it, this cheating has been happening for a very long time, right? Yeah. I remember seeing the Simpsons episode where they were voting for something and Lisa Simpson pulls out all these dead people, right? She's in the cemetery pulling out this person voted and this dead person voted. So this is not new. And I heard somebody, and it was offhand, but somebody that I have a lot of respect for came in and said, well, this is what this, you know, they've done this for a long time. And that's just the way it is. It's just like, well, no, they have been doing this for a long time and it's no longer allowed to be this way. This is ridiculous. The fact that you knew about it before and you let it continue to happen, that's on you. You did the wrong thing. You should have stood up and said, no, we will no longer allow dead people to vote. We will no longer allow people to vote twice. We will no longer magically allow these ballots to disappear. This is unacceptable.
I don't understand how we as a country and tech giants, right?
Yep.
When I want to open my phone, I put my finger on this little button. It reads my fingerprint and it lets me open my phone, right? And people said, well, you have to have mail-in ballots for the military. Bullshit. Set up a computer with the same fucking fingerprint reader that they have. I know they have. You put your fingerprint on there. It opens up with your name because the military, you have to be fingerprinted for. If we're gun carriers, we have to have our fingerprints done. Look, if we're like, there is zero reason that we should not have 100%. Here's your fingerprint. Yep. Here's your.
They have the most secure communication.
We have the most. Yeah. And they say, well, that can be tampered with. Really? Then how come the Pentagon and how come our Space Command and how come all of those places aren't being hacked and tampered with every single day, hundreds and thousands of times a day, because it's so not secure? Bullshit. Everybody needs to revote, period. And it better be done with a technology thing, because guess what?
It can be done.
We don't have the infrastructure for that yet. No, but what I want to say,
we should in the next year.
And it doesn't matter, because you have situations where they have actual vote counting machines that are miscalculating
allocating
votes.
Yep. Yes.
That's all. Anywhere down that line, you can switch a digit in no time at all.
Exactly.
So that's what, real quick, I know you got to make a point, but to your point, the point of the reason why people are really irritated about this Dominion software is it's not supposed to be connected to the internet. And what happened was, in a lot of these counties, they got a software update in the, like, right before the big boom happened. Yeah, that's what the glitches were. There's been software updates.
This is bullshit.
So that's why they were like,
can still be secured. Everything else.
I did want to say something, because before I forget, and to your point, Heidi, because, well, to counterpoint you on this, because I understand what you're saying. What I fear with a nationalized voting process where the federal government takes control and it's centralized, I don't like that idea. I don't, because think about it. If the Democrats get into power, then that removes the ability from the states to be able to control that. And it allows, you know, for that type of cheating. Now one system now is controlling this shit. Like Jeremy says, you change one bit and that's it. The vote is changed. So I hesitate to get behind that bandwagon. I understand the technology. You're right. It can be made secure. However, I don't want it controlled. I don't want it centralized control. I still like the idea of counties and these precincts, all of them being able to control the way that this goes, only because it removes that power from a centralized location. We got to find a way where, you know, again, we don't give the entire power to the federal government. I don't like that idea at all.
But the other side of that is, like, I go on and I check to see if my ballot's been counted, and it says it's been counted.
You should be able to see your ballot.
I should be able to see exactly what was counted.
Yes.
My name with Trump, my name with McSally, my name with, and people are like, well, anonymity. No, fuck that. You vote, then don't vote. If you can't stand behind what you're voting, then don't vote either. Because guess what?
Well,
I'm sick and tired of all these excuses.
The problem is,
if
anybody can get that info, it's public information. Now they can dox you.
You log in the
shouldn't have your name.
Voter's site. With your information, nobody else can see that. You should be able to her point. You should be able to go in and say, yes, we checked it the other day. It showed my name. It said, hey, your ballot was mailed to you on this day. You returned it on this day and it has been counted.
Signature verified
accepted or whatever.
Right. So why not have a section underneath it that says, and this is how we recorded your vote. You voted for this person for president. You voted for this person for governor. You voted for this judge and this judge and this judge.
But
and
unfortunately, you
said no on this proposition and yes on this proposition.
How do you dispute it? So the problem is you can't dispute it. Once it gets counted, you can't be like, well, I didn't mean to count on him. You know, but you could say, look, I went all the way down with all Republican. I didn't pick Joe Biden as my president.
But that's we're not saying dispute it.
We've been doing this for 200 some years. And it's worked fine up until recently. Okay. And again,
I would argue that it has not been working real well for the last 200 years.
Yeah, that's why every city is ran by Democrats.
Quick. So hold on. Let's go back. If you're right, Jeremy, you make a valid point. And I don't know how to address that right now, but let me get to the point that I did want to make, which is
go ahead.
I like the idea. I like the idea of a thumbprint, something that says I'm me and I want to check how I voted. I like that idea. If states can adapt that, great. The problem that we're seeing here, and it's going to be challenged in the court, is that one software company had control of tons of states' ballots. I don't like that idea. I think there should be competition when it comes to that. I think and not have family members of Democrats sitting on the board of this company. This is another thing. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Pelosi's got her hand in this.
Yeah, it's so fucking weird, dude. I don't like this idea of one way of doing it. I like the idea of it being diverse. Yes, it allows for certain, because again, it relies on people being honest. Okay, if you have an entire body, legislative body, and county boards and people who are all Democrat, and they all have, you know, one goal, you know, the ends justify the means mentality, then they will cheat. Okay, great. Maybe they'll continue to cheat in that county, but, you know, not everywhere else, not all over. Now, I don't know what the answer is, but we need to find it, and we need to find it quickly, or we will lose this republic. We will. Yeah.
Yeah. We are, and I would argue that at this point, we probably have, well, we definitely have lost part of it.
Yeah.
You know, this voting process is clearly flawed, and I'll even say I'm sure both sides have been using it to their advantage,
right?
Right,
yes.
And just it needs to get fixed.
Look,
this is day one. Whoever gets into the presidency, day one, this is the first thing they need to fix. I don't know how to fix it.
Well, Pelosi already came out and said, "Oh, we're going to fix voting now."
Yeah.
Now?
Sure you are.
Okay. So this is the first thing, in my opinion, that needs to get fixed, because it's a national embarrassment. It compromises everything that this country stands for. And it needs to get fixed.
Yes.
This is bull.
Terrible.
This is going to the courts. Amy Coney Barrett for the win. And not only just Amy Coney Barrett, you're going to have Kavanaugh in there. You're going to have Clarence Thomas in there.
Clarence Thomas has already come out.
I can't wait.
these people who let's remember, because let's just go back. We play these videos for you guys, how these same Democrats, Biden, Kamala Harris, destroyed these people, destroyed them, their reputation. And wouldn't it be poetic justice to have these same people decide this? Now, here's my message.
To that point, Comey and everybody that was railroaded by the Democrats during their
Kavanaugh,
what do they call them? Kavanaugh.
Their hearings.
All these people that were the hearings, right? The hearings. They need to put that aside and go by the law. They need to look at it and go, this was clearly, you know, they can't just be like, well, I don't like Biden, so no, you know, no, kick all no, these no, votes no. out. Right.
I'm not saying that.
Be very
I'm right. not saying okay. that. What I'm all talking right. about is the poetic justice that these people are gonna be the hammer that's going to decide
yes.
this thing.
Yes.
Now, here's my message to Democrats, folks. Winter is coming. Winter is coming, folks. What are you doing? What is he doing?
Look, no. I'm just laughing at that comment because I was thinking about it the other day. Like, this is really like a combination of Game of Thrones, House of Cards, and Minority Report.
And Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. And this is like a big comment. This is like a big fucking movie. And this is how I told everybody. I said, we are about to see the greatest grand finale to any movie you've ever seen. One of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to see all the fraud and people get arrested, and finally, maybe, you know, whatever conspiracy theories are out there, maybe be true. And that's going to, people are going to go, oh shit. Or we're literally going to watch a president get dragged out of the White House, kicking and screaming by the Secret Service. And he's like, you know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what we are witnessing is something bigger than all of us. And if it goes the way we hope it does, hopefully the haters go, oh, maybe he was the right guy at the right time.
Yeah.
Because you needed an asshole to bring out the evil. Because every day, Pelosi and Schumer, everybody smiled. Hey, how's it going? Shake hands, kiss babies. Then all of a sudden, the veins are coming out. Yeah, even Joe Biden, the veins. Fucking Pelosi with the fucking drunkenness in her conversation.
So I have a question.
And the AOCs.
I have a question for everybody. So they found these stacks of ballots at, was it 4 o'clock the next morning or whatever? Yeah. And apparently a large portion of them were for Biden.
100%.
Yes. 100%. Statistically impossible. For
Biden. So I have a question. Did the Biden campaign demand an investigation as to why those ballots weren't handled like all the other ballots?
Hell no.
Of course not. They were like, oh, you
see?
So
mail-in voting works.
So I guess the question I have is, why not? If I was running for president and 100,000 ballots just magically disappeared and then somebody magically found, someone happened to run across them and found them again, I would like to know who was handling those ballots and why were they not processed like everything else? I would want to know that. But guess what? Apparently, Joe Biden doesn't care.
The
Democratic Party.
He wants
peace
now. You're
the one cheating. Do you really want to know where they came from?
Exactly.
Because you have to play dumb. You have to play the fifth. I don't know what's going on.
That's weird.
Liar, pants on fire. Right? Look, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. If it truly was a mistake, then Biden's camp should have been like, wait a minute, we need to know what happened. Why were basically votes trying to be stolen from me?
Right.
I want to know why. But no, he doesn't care because they weren't his votes to begin with.
No. And he's right now trying to make peace. Oh, he's all about peace now.
Like,
oh, folks,
like let's go right here.
Right. If he was all about peace, then he should be standing next to Donald Trump. They should be side by side. He wants unity. He wants peace. They should be side by side standing there going, how is this possible? To Jeremy's point.
Right.
He doesn't want peace. He doesn't want peace.
Yeah. He should be saying, you know what?
He doesn't want people to investigate.
We're OK with the full audit of the votes so that we make sure that all the discrepancies are weeded out. But they will never say that because if they do and all the discrepancies come, people are going to go, shit. A Democrat will never get voted for again. So they are all in. This is, they're playing Texas Hold'em. That card, that river card's out.
Sure, they're all in.
They're holding.
They have to be.
Trump's got the royal straight. Trump's got the straight flush. Okay, he's got the straight flush, and it's a nine of spades. It's a 9-10 jack, queen, king of spades. Okay. Biden's acting like he got that ace of spades.
Yeah.
They're sitting there going like this. So Trump is like, I'm in. Biden's like, I'm all in. So what you're seeing now is the Democratic Party is all, this is, affects all of them.
Yeah.
They're all in.
Okay.
If this gets flipped and they show all the people dying, all the dead, if they show the fraud and what this, what they did, Democrats are done. This is their last straw, and they know it, and they got caught. So I feel it in my bones that they got.
They overplayed it.
Yes.
And yeah, they can't even cheat right, right?
Because they went 120,000 because they were like, fuck, people like this guy. I don't think they thought Trump was going to get a good size portion lead, but not to be that.
Tim,
I don't think they realized it was going to be that.
Remember what they said in the polls. In the polls, it was supposed to be a Biden landslide. And
we know not to trust polls.
Like Tim says,
Democrats trust.
And I have another question.
Uh-huh. Yep.
This software glitch that they had. I think that basically they need to have the source code sent over to an auditor and look at it and look through it. And
I'm sure they will.
This is coded to do this. Now
I'm sure they will.
Obviously they. You know, the app for those of you who don't know much about applications, basically when you write the code, right, it's in human language, right? It's something that you can read and go, if this happens, do this. If this happens, do this. If something else happens, do this. Right. So there's this, a human can look at it and read it. But then once the human is done with it, they have to compile it into a version that the computer understands.
Right.
And once you convert it from what humans can understand to what the computers can understand, you lose a lot of the visibility into what that application is doing. Right. So what they would have to actually do is go to the devices that are incorrectly calculating votes, pull that computer version off, and they'd have to re-engineer it to figure out exactly what it's doing. Because basically, I could write the code that says, you know, this is, you know, for every seventh vote for Trump, switch it over to Biden, right? I can write that in there, compile it, put it on these devices, but also have a version that I wrote that says, make sure that, you know, if it says Trump, mark it Trump. If it says Biden, mark it Biden. And I can have that and say, well, this is the source code I used, right? So it's so easy to cover that up.
Yep.
They have to go back to the device that was doing it incorrectly and basically forensic back out the information.
And where are these?
What that machine?
Where are these devices made? And that's another thing. So you're right. Look, the court is the cases are going to open up a lot of this shit. That this is going to be disclosed. You know, going back to Tim's point, however, where you said maybe Trump is the guy that we needed at this time because he's the only one. It reminds me, and I've said this multiple times before. You know, and it's a biblical quote that, again, it's pertinent to our times, folks. We are living in biblical times to a certain extent. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and only the violent can claim it back. And we needed a man like Trump because the guy, dude, he's cool under pressure. This guy goes golfing while the media went around parading behind Biden. He's not worried. To me, it tells me about him that he has them where he wants them, you know, but by the time this is all over, like we've all been saying, we're going to see collusion in the highest magnitude. We're going to see corruption to the highest levels. And, you know, this is what's coming. And even if Trump loses, let's say that it doesn't play out, to me, it has shed light on this issue. And that we can take that as a silver lining. Because again, folks, Democrats weren't expecting Trump to win in 2016. And because remember this, they weren't expecting Trump to win in 2016. So they didn't feel like they needed to cheat. But this time around, they did at this level, at such a high level where they, like Tim says, they put all their all the cards are on the table right now. And this is their last play. Yep.
Now think about this. What two states did they take all night to call? What two states? Florida and Ohio. Florida and Ohio. No, to call it in favor of Trump. And we were like, dude, it's 99% done. Why aren't they calling it? Ohio and Texas, it took a long time. So once they realized he had those three locked up and they saw the numbers everywhere else, all of a sudden, everybody stopped at 95%.
Counting.
And that's why they called Arizona quick. Like, they were trying to get everybody, like, they were trying to, when blue check marks that never talk like this, when you hear them even say, this is the biggest sysops you've ever seen, they go, it's in full effect right now. And Fox News was the one leading the charge.
They were. What must they have
CNN on? Didn't call Arizona.
So we're going to move into this discussion here, because this one's worth discussing. You know, as Tim mentioned, AOC and the Democrats right now, they are in disarray. even though they quote unquote, they're celebrating their presidential victory, they are in disarray, folks. They took a clobbering when it comes to all the other elections across the country. They're losing big time. So AOC comes out and she tweets something. Now, let me put up this article for you guys.
Before you get into it, I texted the group a video that perfectly describes this segment. So play this first before we actually get into talking about what AOC is doing, because this explains exactly.
This video is going to explain what we're about to see. We're about to discuss. All right. Jeremy.
All right. So I basically, while this whole thing was going down the next day, Wednesday and Thursday, obviously we knew that this was going to happen, right? We knew that there was going to be cheating we knew it. We knew up the front. And one of the things that kind of came to my mind was Maxine Waters. I wanted to know if Joe, whatever his name was,
he got demolished.
Yeah, he got demolished.
But Kim Klasick apparently is fighting it.
Joe Collins.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, because Maxine Waters is a hateful person.
But you know what?
Go away.
2022 opens people's eyes. But let's get to this. This video right now explains the Democratic Party between the entrenched and the progressives. Pull it up, Mr.
I love it already. I love it already.
wait, hit play.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yes.
This video is thumbs up.
I love it. It's perfect.
That's what they did.
Gave her
they gave her an inch. Right. They gave her the gun, and she's just pop, not knowing what she's doing.
So let's talk about what AOC is doing. Let me read
this. You're kidding me.
Let me read this, guys. The Democrats are going full Marxist. Well, at least the junior members or the new members, the new class, they're going full Marxist, folks. And let me show you this article here that talks about Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez, her tweet. So the title, AOC facing heat for wanting to archive online posts by Trump sycophants. Now, let me see if this thing has the tweet. Oh my God, what is the tweet?
She's an elected official.
Okay. I thought this thing had the tweet. Oh, here it is. This is what she says. This is what she tweets, folks. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? Now, what is she saying? She's saying, folks, we need to make a list of everybody who supported Trump, because when shit hits the fan, we need to know who they are. For what purpose? Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. Now, a lot of people mentioned this online, and they were talking about how
retribution.
Exactly. And this is what a lot of these dictatorial regimes that lean left or are all the way left, this is what they do, folks. They keep record. They keep a list of people who didn't support them so that they can then what? Go after them. This is what Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez is talking about. Anybody who was a Trump supporter, we need to keep record of these fools, because why? so we can destroy their lives. What? You won.
Yep.
If you're so, sure about your victory, what is this all about, folks? What is this all about? Uh-huh.
It's petty.
It's
beyond
petty.
Because somebody
responded and said, oh yeah, we have the, you know, what he mentioned earlier in the show, in the opening. There's a thing like the Trump accountability list, right? Dude, all the Supreme Court justices he nominated are on there. All the circuit court judges are on there.
Yep.
And they're like, these people are putting judges on a list.
Yeah.
They go, first of all,
disgusting, dude.
They're messing with a lot of fire right there, because that's communist shit right there. Yeah. That's dude. I mean, like you said, Marxist shit. That's
playbook.
I hate to draw the correlation because I'm such a big Dark Knight fan. But again, this reminds me of this movie, dude. And there's a scene in this movie.
It was on last night. I was going to text you, by the way.
Do you remember?
I'm watching it. I'm like,
what was his name? Was he the attorney general? What was his name?
Harvey Dent.
Oh my God.
Harvey Dent.
So Harvey Dent goes after all these fools, catches them on the RICO. Exactly.
RICO.
So he's able to charge everybody on the same case, show the same evidence, and all these people went down. So what happened right after that? Right before all this shit was happening, they went after the judges. They went after the people who were involved in enforcing this. They went after the detectives and they killed them. This is fucking what the Democratic Party doesn't realize, that they're a fucking parody of the evil person or the evil party in the Dark Knight. And this is, again, they're the Joker. They want chaos. This is the thing. They are agents of chaos. Now, was there anything else that you wanted to cover, Tim? I know that you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've brought this up numerous times, correlating this to, like Marvel movies and Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that. But basically what you are seeing is the real, the real life
iteration
of the Dark Knight. I'm being dead serious, because you know what? Because remember that. And now we're at that scene at the end. Remember when he's like, and here we go. And here they had the two boats.
Yes.
With the two boats to see who was going to kill each other. And nobody killed each other. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are at
that point in that movie to where both sides are here. We're pissed. The other side's happy. We're not going to do anything, but we know the others, so we are here, but all the things leading up to here, it's fitting right into that movie. I'm sorry. It really is.
No, I mean, I looked at it. I brought up Rico
about getting all these guys.
I should have saved this, but I saw a YouTube video that drew a lot of the correlation. I mean, you have a billionaire decides to leave his billionaire lifestyle to save the country. I mean, there's a lot of parallel that you can draw, a lot of correlation that you can draw in this movie. Maybe we should dedicate an episode for just that, but obviously we can't.
Even on the plane. Yeah. Remember when he was on the plane and the little kid asked him, she's like, are you Batman? He's like, yes, I'm Batman.
And then they
fact checked him. They go, he's really not Batman. I'm like, oh my God.
Even but the
there
mask.
Was a video what, Trump like 2 years ago. Yeah. And he's like, you Batman? Are you Batman? He's like, yes, I'm Batman.
I never saw that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's a great video.
People freaked out about it. They're like, cancel Batman.
Oh, Jesus.
So okay, I'm gonna we're gonna keep it short and sweet on this one, unless anybody has anything else they want to cover. We're good. Good.
I think we.
All right. Yeah, I think so I'm going to do some closing thoughts and then we'll leave it off on a funny note. And the only reason I'm cutting it short, guys, is because it's a bitch to edit a two and a half hour show. It just is. So I'm trying to keep it under an hour and a half. So I'm going to leave it with some closing thoughts and then we'll go from here. But what we do.
Hey, Nelson.
Yeah, go ahead.
I need happy thoughts at the end. So make sure you have some of those.
This is a hopeful. It's going to be, I'm going to give a hopeful message here. So.
All right.
This is what I'm going to say. What we do at this moment for the next few weeks, next few months, will echo throughout American history. We don't know it yet, but it will. Tomorrow, the sun will rise, the birds will chirp. But the question is, are we going to allow our country to be broken down, to be brought to its knees even further, to be destroyed from within by a corrupt machine whose only goal is to gain power and to fundamentally change America? I believe Trump won on Tuesday by a landslide. And the more the days go by and the more evidence we see, the more we realize how corrupt we have allowed this process to get. And to you, listener, our wobbly listeners who are loyal, we love it, who feels that, well, Biden was not that bad of a guy. He's not that bad of a guy. He's not bombastic like Trump. So we'll just choose him. I'm sorry to say this, but you were fooled. And you are clinging on to an America that is long gone. In order for this republic to stand, it requires honesty above all. We've been saying this. But the people you voted for are not about honesty. They're about the ends justify the means. On Tuesday, that night and the following days, I wept for this nation because in my eyes, it is slowly forgetting who it is. And now we're wondering, how do we get here? Folks, there are pockets of people in power who want to change the meaning of words because according to them, words hurt. And they will do everything, anything to change it. They're going to deny reason. They're going to deny science, deny facts, deny statistics, because again, for them, the ends justify the means. Even if it means cheating, by God, they're going to cheat to win. America is not immune to the mistakes of history or even to mistakes that modern times, that countries are making. We will lose this country if we were to continue on this path. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but sooner than we think. When the time comes, you're going to have an officer knocking on your door, visiting you to question you about your beliefs. You voted for Trump. Why? You know, because the society now has deemed you a danger. Again, folks, AOC is making a list of folks who they're going to remember. Now, you've allowed yourself to be fooled, in my opinion, voters who voted for Biden. You've allowed yourself to be fooled because you were too busy with the daily grind of life. You know, it consumes your attention from what is, in my opinion, what's really important. Because if we can't leave this country the way we got it, then what is the purpose of for our the future of our children and the future generations if we leave it, this place worse than what we got it? We're about to squander this beautiful freedom for the momentary relief of Orange Man Bad. I hope I'm wrong. However, again, one thing is certain. Donald Trump has changed the game. He's given us courage to fight back against this Orwellian machine. This is ultimately, like I said, a message of hope to all our listeners, which is don't give up. Don't give in. Hold your head up high. And be proud of the movement that has been created. Every few generations, there is a call to all the brave men and women who will stand up to save and protect this beautiful union. Today we are down, but we're not out. The enemy will be defeated. Nothing will stop the wave that is coming. We're seeing this, folks. We're seeing this. Look at every other election that happened. And they haven't seen anything yet. And The Salty Show, we will be here to cover it all for as long as we can.
Hey, right. Until the cops come knocking.
Now, I did want to leave you with one video that Tucker Carlson, and I believe he said it best. He summarizes Trump and this movement. And again, this is the ultimate message that I want to leave you with. So let me play this video and then we'll.
Millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency. And it's every bit as true right now. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge...
millions. I like that. I like that last.
Love it.
Well, if it I like the diligence. Tim's reaction.
Oh, I knew, I was not I knew you were gonna love that. That. I was not expecting that video. I've seen that before, but I just wasn't expecting.
I love
was that Clinton.
That was Clint falling. Yeah. Which goes like, look,
I've never seen that before.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Like we do hey, on every
by
episode.
The way,
yeah.
I want to end it with this too. COVID is officially canceled.
Great. It's about
just
time.
Throw that one out
Tim,
there.
If you're right,
CNN is officially taking it off the.
If
the
you're
screen,
right,
so it's canceled.
If once Biden, if no, look, Jesus, let me retract that. No. If by some God. Forbid Biden gets elected and they end and then coronavirus, I'm like, okay, at least we have that. I can go back to my normal life. But I don't think so. I think these people they're gonna play it out, they're gonna even make it worse, and they're gonna lock you in your house, and they're just gonna make it worse so that you know they can get more power, and so that they can literally, again, we're being censored all over, folks. Social media is censoring a lot of concern. They're censoring Trump, and they came out saying that as soon as Trump leaves office, that they're going to, he's not going to have the same protection that he did while he was president, meaning they're going to fucking kick him out of the platform. Fucking disgusting. All right, folks, who's ready for, end it on a funny note?
I am.
Our favorite.
No, doom and gloom.
Doom and gloomy.
Our favorite segment, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, Heidi, what are you sending me? All right.
Okay, so, Lord.
The first one. By the way, does anybody here know? Do you guys know what OnlyFans is, right? Are you guys aware of what OnlyFans is?
OnlyFans? No.
OnlyFans. All right. So OnlyFans is this new it's this new trend hitting the social media. So, and it's obviously done by a lot of people who have millions of followers. What they end up doing is it's basically either really softcore porn or really full on like hardcore. I've seen shit on that thing, man. Oh my God. But say for example, you're following your favorite social media person, and they have an OnlyFans. You're gonna get to see them wearing little or nothing at all on this OnlyFans page for a monthly subscription. So that's what OnlyFans is, right? It's the social media, usually social media people who are doing this. And again, it's either softcore or hardcore porn. I'm not kidding to you, dude. A lot of social media people who are big, they realize, hey, there's a way to make money here. If I have, say, a million subscribers, and 2% of those people subscribe for $20 a month, you're making bank. And they're realizing this. And so that's what OnlyFans is. So now that you have the context, you'll understand what you're going to see here. So let me play this first video for you guys.
Hey, Alex, I bet you $20 I can get you to clean my room using only two words. OnlyFans.
her dad.
Hey, Alex, I bet you $20 I can get you to clean my room using only two words. OnlyFans.
Her dad is like, you have an OnlyFans?
Hey,
the mom
Alex, I bet you $20.
Like, the mom comes out of nowhere saying, who wants ice cream? So he called her. Now, this girl here has, I think, 2 million or some followers. It's insane, dude. This next one. Women versus men. This is it. the song, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. Right?
Yeah.
We know the context? All right, let me play you this video. So for context, this is a pro men's soccer versus pro women's soccer team.
These are professionals.
Yeah. One guy's playing against 11 girls. You know. Look at this, bro.
Well, that's how we'll win the World Cup.
This is the, you know, once they start accepting, the transgender. This is exactly what's going to happen. All women will lose, will no longer be in sports. This is the God honest truth, dude. And I have a theory here, a proposition. We should do this for all types of sports, right? And see how quickly people give up the mantra of anything you can do, I can do better. There are some things where women, I'm not taking away from women. There are certain things women do better than men, but this idea that, you know, come on. And I get it. It's a feel good, you know, whatever. But this again just proves the men are just in some areas, especially when it comes to physical stuff in general, are going to be better. Stop me when I'm lying. Heidi, defend your gender. You are a woman. You are a woman, right? I don't know what your preferred pronouns are.
We had this conversation with the girls in the truck this week about feminism and what it used to mean and what it's become. And the reality of it is, what it's becoming is let's make the women race completely non-existent in certain areas of the world.
Yes.
And sports is going to be one of those things. We're going to remove women from being the child bearers. It's a matter of time before you're not going to need a woman to give you a baby anymore. No. And then these women who are making this movement are going, we're harvesting their eggs. That's what we're going to become. The slaves of being harvesting eggs, and you're not going to have any
like
other
a movie.
And it is. it's what they're doing, right? Because how else do you gain control? How else do you become a full 100% Marxist communist nation and country? You make sure that you break the woman, that you break the parent. Child, the bond. Woman and child bond. Because once you break that bond, which is what's happening, once you break that bond, they've won. They've won.
Yep.
And a lot of way to go.
And it's sickening. So, and that's I guess that's part of what I think about when I watch what you just showed, that OnlyFans thing, because it's
yes.
One more level, one more place.
One more brick.
Very good women, feminists, and you know, those that speak for equality. Very
women
good.
Empowerment.
You've done a
Yay,
great job.
Yay, women.
Yeah. Yeah. You've done a great job of ensuring and helping to make sure that we're fucked. So,
all right. This final video that I'm going to show you.
So there you go, Saul. I couldn't support you on your argue your argument. All I could do was support you. I'm the wrong woman.
No. That's why I asked. All right. So this final video that I'm going to show you is what is that quote? I know I always butcher this one. I butchered it earlier. Don't count your chickens before the eggs hatch. What is it?
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, there you go. That right here. This is Democrats celebrating before they've completed the goal. Oh shit! Hold on.
Is it that video?
This is. Watch it again. We'll watch it again right now.
Geronimo!
Oh, I shit. Did it! No, you did. It's those damn. It's that damn court. It got you.
Oh, ouch! That hurt. So that. Yeah, I'm assuming there was like a loop or something at the end of her foot.
Yeah, that can't be pleasant.
No, yeah. Boom. And God only knows where she hit when she came. Oh yeah,
I think she broke her.
Look at that.
I think she broke her ankle.
She might have broke her neck and her leg.
Yeah. Because just think about it. If she didn't hit the water, she would have swung back and slammed into that rock. Oh, no.
She would have been dead, Jeremy.
No, so they actually posted the full video, and she doesn't. She just lands in the water. Somebody dives in to help her.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's probably like just sitting there like head down like a fish. like just flopping. You
No, because what Jeremy says is that she could come back and hit that fucking rock right there and just
Well,
no, if she didn't hit the water, she would have came back.
But
the water is what, but still, you're getting dragged by your neck in water. That's not pleasant.
Do you know what that rock face is called?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Home education at its finest, teaching even mommy. What's that rock face called? She could have come back and swung and hit that rock face. What's it called? It's called a crag. C-R-A-G, a crag.
And I just want to say, on a final note, unfortunately, it's not a pleasant one, but unfortunately, breaking news, Alex Trebek just passed away today.
Oh, wow.
80 years old.
80? Holy cow.
Let's play this in honor of him. Hold on. I got it right here.
I think they need to get Will Ferrell to replace him.
Sean Connery died last week at the age of 90.
Yeah.
Bond. Driver's Bond.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, shit. I don't even know what it's called. This is why I need to rename these.
Jeopardy?
Jeopardy theme song. Hello. No.
No, that's not it. Oh, I guess I don't have it. I guess I don't have it. Oh.
Alex Trebek, died today.
No. Well, sorry to hear that.
Rest in peace, Alex.
Yes.
All right. Well, at least he's not going to get to see this shit show that's about to take place. Silver
Linings. That's probably what killed him.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now YouTube. Folks, we need some views on YouTube. Jesus Christ, YouTube. Our YouTube is suffering, man. We got like 2-3 views on YouTube the other day. Hey, you know what? We're going to make
It's because we're shadow banned already. We're that good, we're shadow banned.
We're just that good, folks, that YouTube is shadow banning us right now. Anyways, give us a follow, hit that like button, subscribe, and share. Please share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
You don't have to wash your hands no more.
No, that's not the case at all.
It's supposed to be Alvita's
Bye.